Blackstone Audio presents Duke's Diamonds by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Lindy Nettleton. For Lynn Shapiro, with love. Chapter 1.
The fact is, my dear Duke, we have a great deal to be thankful for,
Miss Emily Winters said severely. And Duke, a great shaggy mongrel, stared up at her out of his rather close-set, mean-looking eyes and wagged his ridiculous plume of a tail.
But sometimes, Emily went on, looking with large, sad eyes across the expanse of lawn to the mellow brick facade of Manly Court, it is very hard to remember. If Sir Peregrine dies, and it seems more than likely he will, and very soon too, then you and I, Duke, will be looking for a home.
Duke parted his black lips and yellow teeth in an idiotic grin and buried his narrow head in her lap. A chill November wind sighed through the bare branches of the lime trees that bordered the drive and ruffled the waters of the ornamental lake. Emily was a distant relative of Sir Peregrine Manley.
About 200 times removed, as Sir Peregrine's sister Harriet was wont to remark.
But at least that acid comment was better than the openly expressed view of Sir Peregrine's other kin, which was that Emily was no distant relative at all, but one of the old man's byblows. Since Emily herself did not know the names of her parents, she could do little to stand up for herself. She was 17 years of age, and until 6 months ago, she had known...